The Gateway Computer Company is laying off 5,000 workers. The nation's number four computer maker is following the lead of rivals in the PC business, trying to cut costs amid a worldwide slump in computer sales. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Born on an Iowa cattle farm 16 years ago, Gateway grew into one of the nation's largest PC makers, selling computers directly to the public in distinctive cowhide boxes. Today, the cash cow has run dry. Gateway, now based in San Diego, lost nearly $21 million in its most recent quarter, so company founder Ted Waite is pulling in his horns, closing operations in Asia and possibly Europe to concentrate on Gateway's domestic business.
We know we can succeed in the U.S. We have a great brand. We have a great local presence with our Gateway country stores. So we've made the decision to exit all markets in Asia Pacific and to continue the consultative process in Europe.
That process is a precursor to closing the company's operations in Ireland and the U.K. Closer to home, Gateway's planning to close a manufacturing plant in Salt Lake City, as well as several call centers. Waite says the company's also cutting costs at factories in Virginia and the Midwest.
We're going to go to a much leaner approach to our manufacturing facility in Hampton and actually relocate into another facility and just improve our operations in our North Sioux City manufacturing facility. There aren't going to be any layoffs there, but improve our operations there fairly significantly.
Analysts applauded Gateway's decision to pull out of international markets, which accounted for a small percentage of its sales anyway. Rob Enderle of Giga Information Group says the company's domestic cost cutting will also help. But he adds Gateway still faces rough waters ahead.
It's kind of like the Titanic has hit the iceberg. They're trying to do the right things to make sure the ship doesn't go down. I have to point out that if you miss after doing cuts at this level, people start writing your obituary as a company.
Gateway has little choice but to cut costs if it hopes to compete with Dell, the nation's top seller of personal computers. Thanks to its own highly efficient operations, Dell's been able to slash prices on PCs, stealing market share from rivals, including Compaq and Hewlett-Packard. In fact, hardware prices are so low, Gateway's looking for alternative ways to make money on services such as internet access, computer training, and financing. Waite says these so-called beyond-the-box services promise more growth and higher profits than simply selling computer hardware.
Our strategy really is to deliver solutions. It's a combination of the box where we know we have to continue to have aggressive hardware pricing, and we plan on doing that, but we have the capability to give them training. If they want it installed, they want it serviced, they want it supported, we can do that. And we can wrap it all in a financial wrapper to make it very affordable for our customer segments.
Gateway says with the changes, it hopes to turn a small profit in the fourth quarter this year, but that won't be easy given the slump in U.S. computer sales, which fell 26% during the first half of the year. Before it can sell its beyond-the-box services, Gateway still has to sell some computer boxes. And Charles Smulders of Gartner DataQuest says most Americans are no longer interested in buying the latest model PC.
The industry is so focused on delivering ever-improved performance at a lower price that it's not really addressing a core issue as to what users are going to need that performance for. We almost call this Marie Antoinette syndrome. In other words, the industry is trying to give them cake when perhaps all they really need is bread.
Smulders believes any real boost in computer sales will have to wait for a general improvement in the economy. That means the market facing Gateway and its rivals will remain fiercely competitive, at least through the rest of this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.